When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Son, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You got troubles, then I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, we can see it through. 'Cause you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. Just me and you, babe, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. Just remember what your old pal said. Son, you've got a friend in me. We stick together, we can see it through. 'Cause you've got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. Just me and you, babe. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
Yeah, and you've got a friend in Bob Goulet and Randy Newman here on Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is your host, Larry Malzahn. You got a friend in me, too. I'm your A number one friend every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 4 here on Broadway to Main Street on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Crocus Burrowing Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, friendship is the perfect blendship when it comes to the musical theater, and there are so many songs celebrating friends and pals and buddies, and I thought we'd go through some of them. They're all amusing in some way. Certainly they're affirming, and many of them have very interesting takes on this trope. We use the word trope, which is just a schmancy word for something that keeps reappearing in various shows. So the idea of friendships and pals is amusing on the face of it, and some songwriters go even deeper with that idea. Let us go to a show I really like called I Love My Wife, which is almost completely forgotten, unfortunately. Great score by Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart. Maybe it's the topic, which is probably unrevivable now, but two couples in Passaic, New Jersey, who decide to do some wife swapping. That's what swingers did back in the 70s. A very gentle show there, and here is a great demonstration of what friends are and what they're about. From I Love My Wife.
Tide, things that can't be denied. Bound by years of palin' around, glued by all the memories accrued.
Ooh. In other words,
to high school together in Trenton. No basis for amical ties necessarily.
Harvey
and Monica,
Stanley
and Quinn, plus Alvin and three we'll discuss momentarily.
Stanley and Harvey like track.
Alvin's sort of a whack.
Quentin's black.
And the girl studied art and political trends. And despite 7 years and such dissimilarities, what do you know? We're still friends. We'll share the last of their smokes. Friends, we'll praise your name to your folks. Scholastic endeavor in Trenton don't bind you for life, though the time was spent pleasantly.
Cleo
and Wally and Norman and Quentin and Alvin plus three we will name again presently.
Stanley failed science and wit.
Harvard math was adept.
Alvin slept.
And the rest of us labored toward various ends. And despite quite a list of such gross inconsistencies, what do you know? We're still friends. We'll give you all that they've got. Friends, we'll cool you down when you're hot.
Soda. Alvin waited until Cleo showed up. Stan and Harvey think marriage archaic.
And Quentin enjoys a good wife and five boys, which accounts for the noise that you hear from Passaic.
What passions and pleasures we went through at Trenton, the sort of dramatics you go to the theater for.
Harvey
and Monica,
Stanley, Quentin,
and Cleo, and three others spoken of heretofore.
English was easy for me,
and home ec got a B, so did he.
And the rest of us garnered diverse dividends, and despite different skills, different wills, and abilities, how do you like that? How do you like that? What do you know? We're still friends. We'll say your thing when you're fat.
Affection and respect, so that he seeks,
so that he seeks
his company, society, and welfare.
Well, 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 well.
A well wisher.
A well wisher. One who looks propitiously upon a common cause.
As in a friend to commerce.
Yeah.
A friend to nature.
Yeah.
A friend to music.
Yeah.
A friend to man.
Yeah.
A loved one.
A brother.
A partner.
A partisan.
A consort.
A countryman.
A confrere.
A
A ship made a mess, made a bunk, made a room, made a school, made a class, made a playmate, it's all made friends!
From the Anglo-Saxon.
Friends!
Mixed with Middle English.
Friends!
Based on Old High German.
Friends!
Plus a dash of Gothic.
In other words, friends! Friends!
Friends, and that's the topic on today's Broadway to Main Street, Friendship. Well, two of the great pals in movie musical history, of course, are Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. And this version of the song, Put It There, Pal, is sort of, you know, departments, weights, and measures for the kind of song we're talking about. Just listen to their ad-libbing. They're so loose and they're so funny. Who makes you laugh more than Bing Crosby and Bob Hope? Nobody that I know. And, of course, they are great pals.
I don't care where I'm going, just as long as I'm with you. Put it there, pal. Put it there.
I'll be just like your horses.
There they go.
And I'll stick to you like glue.
Put it there, pal. put it there. I'm so glad you're fooling Pepsodent.
Oh, that happy snow.
And stealing all that cash.
I hear your show on Thursdays.
Clever, huh?
What a lot of eggs you smash.
Well, at least I don't depend upon Bologna's big mustache.
Always give me the brush.
You're faithful and you're fair. Put it there.
Skip me that, skip me. You've got that something in your voice so right for selling cheese.
Now you're down with the men. Put it,
put it there, pal.
Put it there.
Put that back in the bowl.
I think your jokes are great.
Really?
It's just that folks are hard to please.
Snobs.
Put it there, pal.
Hand me that mess of cold knuckles.
Your face could make a fortune.
True.
Just your nose should make a lot.
What do you use for a siphon? I like the way you wear those gaudy colored shirts you've got.
Clever, huh?
The only time a rainbow ever covered up a pot.
You're such a perfect square.
Oh, wait, whoa, whoa, power.
Shall we dance?
I'd like to, but I'm wearing my heavy underwear.
Oh, come on. Just once around to the adrenaline.
Well,
huh?
If nobody sees me, I usually pick a girl, but here goes. My colleague.
My crony.
My cohort.
My friend.
Companions.
Confederates.
Chums to the end.
Like meat and potatoes.
Or salt and tomatoes.
Boy, what a blend. Don't put it in the paper.
I'll finish.
Don't put it on the air.
It's me up there.
Don't put it in your pipe. Put it there.
Do you like this as well as singing?
I think we ought to go over and try Victor Monday.
Yeah, what's Sinatra doing?
Chums to the End. Certainly ad-libbing to the end. That, of course, was Hope and Crosby. Wonderful Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke song from The Road to Utopia. Well, if there was one composer who really understood how to put across a friendship song, it was, of course, Cole Porter. And the song Friendship appeared in 1939's Du Barry Was a Lady, a wonderful show. I mean, certainly a fun show with Ethel Merman and Burt Lahr. And there was never an original cast recording. And I used to have a recording of Lahr and Merman from, I don't know, a TV version of Anything Goes where they stuck it in. Anyway, Burt Lahr is so egregiously hammy that I can't really play it. So we are going to play a wonderful version of this wonderful song, Johnny Mercer and Judy Garland, The Perfect Friendship by Cole Porter.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
If you're ever in a mess, S-O-S.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot.
A lot, a lot, a lot of dig, dig, dig.
If you're ever down a well, ring my bell.
If you're ever up a tree, phone to me.
Hey, yes, sirree. And if you ever lose your teeth and you're out to dine, borrow mine.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blendship. When other friendships have been for gate, gate, ours will still be great.
A loddle, doddle, doddle, chuck, chuck, chuck.
If you're ever black your eyes, put me wise.
If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
And if they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just the perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be it.
A lot, a lot, a lot of hip, hip, hip.
If you ever lose your mind, I'll be kind.
And if you ever lose your shirt, I'll be hurt.
Say, if you're ever in a mill and get sawed in half, I won't laugh.
It's friendship, friendship,
just a perfect friendship. When other friendships are up the creek, ours will still be slick. A lot of woof woof woof. Hep hep hep. Cha cha cha. Dig dig dig. Good evening, friends.
Chuck, 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 woof, woof, woof. That was Judy Garland and Johnny Mercer. And they were actually, ladies and gentlemen, more than just friends. They had a fairly torrid affair in the 40s and 50s that threatened to wreck a lot of marriages. But, you know, so friendships lead to all sorts of things. Now, I suppose I could have done a 3, 4, 5 string along of Ethel Merman singing songs about friendship. She certainly sang a lot of them. Maybe it was her way of being so generous and bonhomie with quality with an audience that didn't have a sort of threatening sexuality to it. Anyway, here is another Cole Porter from Panama Hattie, Let's Be Buddies with Ethel Merman.
I get awful gloomy.
You mean very gloomy.
Very gloomy now and then in this town. 'Cause it's always so hard to find a real part who'll play in your yard when you're down. But since the talk, you and me, I mean, you and I have had. I've got a good friend, I see.
Well, I'm not so very bad.
What say, let's be buddies? What say, let's be pals? What say? Keep up each other's morale. I may never shout it, but many's the time I'm blue. What say, how's about it? Can't I be
reservations?
Will you try your best to go for this mall?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you do, I'll buy a new dress for your doll.
But please let me pick it out.
And I'll take you to hear the big cathedral bell.
Oh, I hate those noisy old chimes.
Well, instead, then we'll go to see Gone with the Wind.
But I've already seen it 4 times.
Would you like a big box of chocolate creams?
No, for candy, I never did care.
Then will you let me get you a cute little dog?
Would you mind making it a bear?
Say, Jerry, old kid, you're a tough proposition. Are you sure your lid is in a healthy condition? Are you feeling good, Jerry?
What, me? Why, very.
Well, whether you are or not, I may never shout it, but many's the time I'm blue.
wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. Wherever we sleep, if prices are steep,
we'll always sleep cheaper together.
Whatever the boat I row, you row.
A duo.
Whatever the row I hoe, you hoe.
A trio.
And any I owe, you owe.
Oh, me owe, no, you owe.
No, we owe together. We all take the bow, including the cow, though business is lousy and slow. With Herbie's vim, Louise's verb,
no, all we need is someone with nerve.
Together,
wherever we go.
Well, that, of course, was Merman playing off her friendship trope from the original cast album Gypsy. Sondheim said that when he played that song for Cole Porter particularly liked the lyric, "No egos, amigos together." And so there you go back to Cole Porter and a great friendship song. Well, Rodgers and Hart were great friends with each other. A bit of a melancholy streak there. I think Larry Hart was rather dependent on the kindness of Richard Rodgers, which was not always necessarily forthcoming, especially when Hart misbehaved. Here is a wonderful song. It might have been the second or third to last song they ever wrote from a revival of A Connecticut Yankee, sung by Teddy King.
You can count your friends on the fingers of your hand. If you're lucky, you have two. I have just two friends, that is all that I demand. Only two, just me and you. And a good friend needs a friend when a fellow needs a friend. Can't you do a friend a favor? Can't you fall in love with me? Life alone has lost its flavor. You could make it sweet, you see. I'm the dish you ought to savor. Something warm and something new. I would do my friend a favor. I would fall in love with you. Can't you do a friend a favor? Can't you fall in love with me? Life alone has lost its flavor. You could make it sweet, you see. I'm the dish you ought to savor. Something warm and something new. I would do my friend a favor. I would fall in love with you.
Thank you. Teddy King with a poignant rendition of a Rodgers and Hart unsung classic. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and friendship is the name of the game today for this hour. And you could do a friend a favor by donating to Peconic Public Broadcasting, 88.3 FM. You can call 1-800-620-8830. That's 1-800-620-8830, anytime, 24/7. Well, when we're looking at friends in musical theater, some people have some rather odd friendships or friendships they become attached to that you wouldn't think would be necessarily a buddy or a pal. Here is Marilyn Monroe to explicate this thesis.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels, but I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's, Cartier, Black Star, Ross Gorham. Talk to me, Harry Winston, tell me all about it. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I've heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep Masonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's. Diamonds! Diamonds! I don't mean rhinestones, but diamonds are a girl's best, best friend.
Smiles in the light, my friend, my faithful friend. Speak know you've been locked out of sight all these years. Like me, my friend, well, I've come home to find you waiting. Home, and we're together, and we'll do wonders, won't we? You there, my friend.
I'm your friend.
Come,
too,
let
Mr.
me
Todd.
Hold you.
If you only knew,
now,
Mr. Todd,
the
side, Mr. Todd, you're
warm in my hand, my friend.
You come home.
My clever friend.
I always had a fondness for you, I did.
Rest now, my friend.
Never you fear,
soon
Mr. Todd.
I'll unfold.
You can move in here, Mr. Todd.
Splendors
you never have dreamed all your days will be yours.
My lucky friend.
I'm your friend.
The man
you're shown
was merely silver.
Silver's good enough for
friends.
Me,
you shall drip rubies. You'll soon drip precious. At last, my arm is complete again.
Well, that Sweeney Todd needs, I don't know, maybe he needs to get out more. That's some friend to have. At any rate, here is Angela Lansbury, who obviously knows her way around a friend or a pal or a buddy some 13 years earlier in her Tony-winning turn with Beatrice Arthur, who also won a Tony from MAME. Of course, they are bosom buddies.
Always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you. If I say that your tongue is vicious, if I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy? We'll sit down and tell you the truth. Though now and again I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting.
Though often my frank observation might scald. I've been meaning to tell you for years, you should keep your hair natural like mine.
If I kept my hair natural like yours, I'd be bald. But, darling, we'll always be dear companions, my crony,
my mate.
We'll always be harmonizing. Orphan Annie and Sandy, like Amos and Andy. If I say that your sense of style's as far off as your youth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth?
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog. Straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark. When they say Vera Charles is the world's greatest lush, it hurts me.
And if I say your fangs are showing, mane pull in your claws, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws?
I feel it's my duty to tell you, it's time to adjust to your age. You try to be peg of my heart when you're Lady Macbeth. Exactly how old are you, Vera? The truth.
How old do you think?
Oh, I'd say somewhere in between 40 and death.
But, sweetie, I'll always be Alice Toklas if you'll be Gertrude Stein. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gossiped and gloated, but I'm so devoted.
And if I say that sex and guts made you into a star, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you how rotten you are? Just turn to your bosom buddy for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and more soon. Remember that.
One of the great songs about friendship ever in an American musical. Well, this early idea that we set up, you know, the Hope and Crosby, let's get together, put it there, pal, kind of song, is used in a very affectionate way throughout musical theater history, and sometimes even to advance the plot, once you had plots. From It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, here is Jack Cassidy and Michael O'Sullivan teaming up together to destroy the Man of Steel, as only two pals can.
My heart's pounding with the power now before me.
Cheap, rough, I'm beginning to see, rough.
My soul quivers with the glory now in view.
Help, rough, it's beginning to gel. We'll cut this town up like a great big cake, rough. Shake, rough, well, it's me and you. You've got what I need, baby. You've got it and how. You've got what I need, baby. Together we can scale the heights, and I mean right now. You've got what it takes, sweetie, all the way from A to Z. You've got what I need, baby, cause from now on, baby, you got me.
You're a thoroughly immoral person, Max. I like you.
Why, thanks, Professor. It's mutual. We're gonna make some team, Prof.
Call me Abner.
Abner. I love that name. You're loaded with class, baby.
The creme de la creme. Let's step on the gas, baby.
Oh, Abner, you're a million laughs.
Max, you're a gem. You got it in spades. Lovey, you're a pound of ballyhoo. I've got what I need, baby, cause from now on, baby, I've got you. Yeah, you've got it upstairs, baby, the best in the house. You're tops in my book, cooking.
Hit it, Abner. You're Mickey Mouse.
Woo!
Here
comes the new team, mister. We'll be great, just wait and see.
Fantastic things we'll do. It will be like old times, you and me. Right up there with the world's greatest pairs. like Laurel and Hardy, like Coke and Bacardi, like Juliet and Romeo, ebb and flow, to and fro, together, together again. Together again for the first time, we've only met in a dream. Up until now it's been the worst time, but now that you're here we're a team. Together again for the first time, haven't a woe or a care, no longer a bad and a cursed time. It's easy to see, you have to agree, we're destined to be a great pair. All of my life I've been stooging around, nothing to do at a loss. All of my life I've been stooging around, but what good is a stooge if he ain't got a boss? Together again for the first time, back on the track to renown. We're gonna thrill 'em, we're gonna kill 'em. You'll be the teacher, we'll make a new creature and scare the bloomin' daylights right out of this town.
Now stop it, stop, you don't understand. I'll only be here for a few days to settle my grandfather's estate. And then I am heading straight back to New York. No laboratories, no creatures.
Bet you change your mind, master. Come on, join in a chorus, it's fun!
My dear Igor, I happen to be the Dean of Anatomy at a world-renowned school of medicine. Although I do sing a bit. And was, in fact, the Whiffin' Poof at Yale.
A Whiffin' Poof! Wow! Come on, Doc, nobody's around.
Well, nobody is around. What the hell?
Together again for the first
time.
Haven't a woe or a care. No longer a bad and a
curse. This is the best time. It's easy to see. You have to agree. We're destined to be a great pair.
May I
take it?
All of my life I've been bossing around, mean and alone like a Scrooge. All of my life I've been bossing around, but what good is a boss if he ain't got a stooge? I'm sorry. Well, I don't wish to embarrass you, but I am a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I can help you with that hump.
What hump?
Together again for the first time. We've only met in a dream.
Like Ginger and Freddy, McDonald and Eddie,
like Sandman and Teddy,
or meatballs and spaghetti. But the pair that we cry for, the pair that we sigh for, the pair that we die for, is Frankenstein and Igor. For the first time, together again. Walk this way.
No, no, this way, like this. Really? Yeah, really drag your foot, left foot.
Drag my foot?
Yeah.
All right.
You get creepy, you know? Get creepy.
Wait.
Together again for the first time. We've only met in a dream.
Like Gimble and Macy.
Like Hepburn and Tracy.
Like Lombard and Gable.
Like good old Cain and Abel.
For the first time. Together again.
That was from Young Frankenstein. I have a feeling maybe Mel Brooks caught Superman during its run and was inspired by that. That's Roger Bart and Chris Fitzgerald from the Broadway production of Young Frankenstein. I just got back from London and I saw the West End version, which is a show I always like, but much, much better shape, sort of trimmed and refined. Maybe we'll all get a chance to see it again. Well, sometimes people walk back a little bit from the idea of friendship. It's too vulnerable or requires too much of them, and you wind up being your own best friend. And here are two own best friends from the 1996 revival of Chicago, Anne Reinking and B.B. Newworth.
There's only one person who can help you now, Roxy.
There's only one person you can count on now, Velma.
And now, Miss Roxy Hart and Miss Velma Kelly sing a song of unrelenting determination and unmitigated ego.
One thing I know.
One thing I know.
And
I've always known.
I am my
own. I am my own
best friend.
Baby's alive.
A lie.
baby's alone.
Baby's alone.
And baby's her
own. Baby's her own.
Best friend. Many's the guy who told me he cares, but they were scratching my back, 'cause I was scratching theirs. And trust into luck. That's only for
fools.
I play in a game where I make the rules. And rule number one, from here to the end, is I am my own best friend. Three musketeers who never say die are standing here this minute.
Me,
myself, and
best friends entered the language now or recently as BFFs, and it wasn't long before a musical, of course, would pick up the phrase BFF and turn it into a great song. Here is Ethan Slater and Danny Skinner from SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, which I enjoyed thoroughly, as did my son Miles, and they certainly send up BFF up into the skies, and why wouldn't you? I mean, what better friends are there in pop culture than SpongeBob and Patrick? So take it away, gentlemen.
I got you and you got me. I don't need my glasses on to see we're both pretty lucky. Stuck inside with no TV. Being bored with you makes me as happy as can be. Let's have some fun together. We'll be best friends forever. BFF, that stands for us.
Life is sweet. There's snacks we can eat.
We'll have fun if we go out or just sit around doing nothing. Let's explore. Open every drawer.
Hey, you found my long-lost cheese.
Well, that's what friends are for. Let's have some fun together.
You're my best friend forever.
BFF, that stands for
We're best friends and this is the friend dance. We're best friends and this is the friend dance. We're best friends and this is the friend dance. We're best friends and
every little thing that I can think of doing just sounds better doing it together. Every little thing that I can think of doing just sounds better doing it together, doing it with you.
Trick.
That's-
that stands for us. Oh!
From SpongeBob the Musical, obviously. This is Larry Mouse, and I want to thank all our BFFs who support our program, folks like Andy Zerman and Eric Comstock and Ted Chapin and Matt Sussman and the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund who help support our show. So let's round up with two different kinds of songs, a rather melancholy one by Rodgers and Hart, sung by Mary Claire Heron, and then we'll segue into Beautiful, the Carole King musical with Jesse Mueller and Jared Spector. So, as always, here at Broadway to Main Street, you've got a friend.
Noisy parties of drunken buffoons, jazz bands screeching detestable tunes, odor of cigarettes, stench of cigars. That's why I want to walk under the stars. Hollow laughter and scrambled affairs, lifted eyebrows and gossip and stares, parlors and people and shackles and bars. That's why I want to walk under the stars. My friend, the night looks down on me with gentle eyes of the stars. My friend, the night, his touch is light on me, his fingers are the summer breeze. Its flight, my friend, the night, when he lifts his voice in boisterous commotion, he blows a gale of laughter in my ear. He slaps me with the surging of the ocean as a symbol of his devotion. My friend, the night looks down on me and watches me while I sleep. Me tight, my friend, the night.
Holds me tight.
when you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend.
Now ain't it good to know that you've got a friend, when people can be so cold,
they'll hurt you,
yes, and desert you.
They'll take your soul if you let them.
Oh, but don't you let them. You just call out my name.
You just call
and
my
you
name. Wherever I am, I'll come running, running, yeah, yeah.
I'll see you again. Oh, no, winter, spring, summer. You've got a friend.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.